Let's talk to Nadine Croak from The Pin right now. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Just want to find out what's going on at The Pin these days. I also see the van, the minivan driving past once in a while, too. So, again, gets my mouth watering as well over there, seeing what's happening at The Pin. First of all, obviously, with things changing as they are with the COVID-19 pandemic, as many restaurants, some are open, some are set up for takeout. Are you guys open?
Yeah, we are open for takeout right now on Tuesday and Wednesday. We do some baking, pre-order and picking up, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we're doing dinners.
So tell us about what The Pin, what people can find at The Pin.
Well, traditionally, when things are back to normal, we're kind of a European-inspired restaurant. We make almost everything here in-house. We make all of our dressings, make all of our sauces. We are right from crates to steaks and lots of delicious baked goods in between. But right now we're focusing on our baked goods and making sure that we can help our guests feed their families and feed themselves and have fantastic food and not be breaking the bank.
I'm getting very hungry. I'm going to have to slide on over here in a few minutes after the show. Maybe I'll just leave the show right in the middle and come over and visit because I'm getting really, really hungry over here. Obviously, as we mentioned, things have sort of changed. This is not our normal. And of course, all businesses are trying to cope with whatever our new normal is right now. Have you changed your hours? Has there been ways that you've had to sort of readjust how you guys are doing things?
Yeah, we have. We've decided to close on Mondays, and that gives us a chance to get some extra stuff done so that we're not all just hanging around here. But yeah, we're open for pickups from 12 until 2 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we open for orders on Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 2, and pickups for dinner anytime after 3 until 6.
Wow.
We're doing a porch side or a curbside pickup, whatever is best for the guest.
Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds like it's going to be good for everyone at the end because you get some great food. And, of course, it allows you guys to keep doing what you guys do very well.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking forward to finding out more about The Pin here on 10 Questions at 10:45. This is PTO Today Live Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. So, as you mentioned, pre-ordering. Is there a better way to pre-order through The Pin? Is it through the phone number or the website? How do we do that?
You can order through our Facebook page or through Instagram, or you can call us at 705-745-6556. We are here at 11 a.m. every day, so we can answer the phones. And, yeah, we're just trying to make it as easy as possible. We update our menu daily daily and weekly for dinners. So we're trying to do Facebook and Instagram over our webpage, and we're not always trying to update it and fall behind or anything like that.
There we go. And, of course, as you mentioned, curbside pickup. So how does that work?
Basically, when people get here, they pull up. They tell me around what time they're going to show up. Almost everybody has a cell phone nowadays, so they call me when they show up, and I come on out, and I usually pop it in the trunk for them.
Oh, there you go. Easy peasy. And we're all about the contactless way of doing things right now. So obviously you found a good way of being able to do that.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's a different world now.
It definitely is. By the way, I'm looking at this chicken Caesar wrap right now. Thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking hard. With Nadine from The Pin here on 10 Questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. Are there any promotions that you guys are doing through this time to get the word out there about what The Pin's up to?
Basically, what we are trying to do is when we're offering our dinners, we like to offer a family pack. And that usually will include desserts, and we'll feed about 4 people for about $50. So we're just really trying to help people out right now and make sure that families are able to feed themselves and get great food. So we're just trying to really kind of bundle things up. So it's all there. You get your meal, you get dessert, you don't have to think about anything at all.
Yeah, fantastic. That's why I like it, especially when I come to my eating. As you mentioned, you've got a wide gamut of social media that you guys are utilizing, not only through your website, but also you mentioned Facebook, Instagram, where you can also order there as well. Has that been a good way of being able to keep your regular customers and maybe even new customers that may be hearing this for the first time, keep them up to date as to what you guys are doing at The Pin?
Yeah, it's worked out really, really well. A lot of our older clientele, they know that they can call us whenever they need to ask anything or see what the menu is. But most of the time, the Facebook and the Instagram has worked really well, especially at this time, because that's really how people are connecting with each other. So I think people are kind of really looking at their social media and everything to try to figure out how to help out the local businesses and how to support and also how to communicate with their friends and family.
Nadine is at the Pin right now, and we're talking about what's going on at that fine establishment. You can find them over on King Street. How are you working right now to try and make sure your employees are safe? We talked about customers, touchless pickup, curbside. You guys do all the heavy lifting and put inside the car or the vehicle. But what are you doing inside the establishment right now just to keep your employees safe as well?
So we never have more than two employees in the restaurant at any given time. Generally, it's just myself here doing most of the baking and preparation, and then my chef comes in twice a week. But at that time, she's never in for more than 2 hours, and we're in opposite ends of the restaurant at those times as well. So, again, we never have more than two employees in the restaurant at any time.
And, of course, as you mentioned, you've had to make some adjustments to your hours of operation, also your menu as well. Again, are there any other limitations that you've come across that you've had to kind of maneuver around through this COVID-19 pandemic?
Really, the biggest thing, and I think all of our small, great little independent restaurants have been doing this, is just really we've really tweaked our menu and changed our menu a lot at this time to suit what's needed and what everybody's kind of looking for. So that really was the biggest change, was trying to find out what it was that people were looking for from us at that time, because maybe, you know, not quite the tea and scones that you'd be having in the afternoon with your girlfriends. Now you're trying to feed three kids and do some homeschooling at the same time. So, you know, we just tried to make it as easy as possible and still be the Pin.
There you go. I chat with Nadine from the Pin. Have you learned anything along the way that maybe you might go, you know what, this might be good for the future, maybe something that we can carry on as our normal gets back into place?
I think with the takeout, when I purchased the restaurant 2 years ago, it wasn't so much of a dinner restaurant as we've become. So I think that when we continue and we go back to hashtag normal, then I think takeout will be something that we will see a bit more of. And I do think that we have been opened up to a lot more people through this, because people are really trying to support local businesses and are really spreading their dollar around. So I think we have actually gotten a lot of people like yourself who says they've passed by and have never stopped in and have thought, well, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to order from there. We're going to see what it's like. So it's been pretty great that way.
Nadine is from the Pin. Where can people find you? How can people get a hold of you and get more information?
So you can find us at our Facebook page, the Pin Peterborough, and that is also our Instagram. You can go to our info@thepin.ca to look at our webpage. But again, that menu is not exactly what we're offering at this moment. And you can call at any time, 705-745-6556.
There we go. Nadine, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.